From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Efforts to build a bridge to improve riverfront access in Jefferson City have hit a stumbling block. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that the Missouri Department of Transportation has determined the city is ineligible for a $400,000 federal grant. The city hoped to use the money to help pay for a nearly $3 million project to develop the 30-acre Adrian's Island Peninsula. Plans call for a nearly 830-foot bridge that would offer over 7 overlooks of the Capitol and the riverfront. All is not lost without the grant. Donor BJ DeLong has pledged $1 million for the project. But city engineer David Bange said the federal grant was pivotal to the city establishing a green light status for the Adrian's Island project, legitimizing a final private fundraising campaign. Mid-Missouri's Innovation Week is in full swing as entrepreneurs and business owners meet in Columbia. This is the first ever Bringing Up Business Week, where organizers plan to connect local entrepreneurs and business personnel. The week includes a variety of events, like business model workshops, a resource fair, and a keynote address from entrepreneur Sean Askinoshi. Senior Program Coordinator Sherry Helm says she hopes this week spreads awareness about regional businesses in mid-Missouri.
Not just for our community, but even in the urban areas. People are starting to notice that, hey, Central Missouri has got a lot going on and a lot available in the way of entrepreneurship and new businesses.
Bringing Up Business Week ends Friday with a celebration at Rose Music Hall, which is open to the public. Columbia Public Schools are receiving almost $10,000 from a grant from the Missouri Department of Conservation. The funding comes from the Tree Resource Improvement and Maintenance Program, or TRIM. The money from the grant will go toward planting new trees at Columbia's Russell Boulevard Elementary School. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the school applied for the grant after losing a number of trees.
Over the last several years, the school has lost 23 large trees due to disease, drought, wind damage.
Baumstark says she hopes that the money from the grant can restore Russell Boulevard Elementary School back to what it once was. The National Churchill Museum is set to open a new exhibit tomorrow. The exhibit, entitled Sinews of Peace, Power of Prose, will allow visitors to view the manuscript for Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the speech, which was given at Westminster College. Visitors will have the opportunity to see Churchill's creative process as they look through the last draft of his speech with notes and corrections. Director and Chief Curator Timothy Riley says he is excited to honor Churchill's impact through the new museum exhibit.
It's a fascinating look at how Churchill prepared for what was a monumental address that really changed the course of the 20th century right here in Fulton, Missouri.
The Right Honorable Lord Alan Watson will be opening the exhibit tomorrow with a speech on Churchill's legacy. The Missouri Supreme Court has set a new execution date for death row inmate Mark Christison. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Christison was sentenced to death for the 1998 murders of a 36-year-old woman and her two children, ages 9 and 12, in rural Marys County. He came within hours of being executed 2 years ago when the U.S. Supreme Court issued a stay, citing that his trial attorneys missed a federal appeals deadline. Christison is now scheduled to die by lethal injection during the 24-hour period that begins at 6 p.m. on January 31st of next year. The new execution date comes despite an ongoing appeal over the amount of funding needed for his new attorneys to provide expert testimony as to whether he was capable of understanding his legal rights during the original trial. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
With money rolling in and the polls growing tighter, the race for the Missouri Senate is one of the most competitive in the country. KCUR's Peggy Lowe has the latest.
The latest poll out of Monmouth University shows GOP incumbent Roy Blunt ahead by just 2 points, though statistically that's in the survey's margin of error. His Democratic challenger, Jason Kander, is making up some distance in the money race, though Blunt has the larger overall war chest. The biggest money, some $13 million so far, is coming from outside groups like the National Parties, the National Rifle Association for Blunt, and a veterans group for Kander. Meanwhile, on Friday, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will appear at a Kansas City rally for Kander. I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.
I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.